T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, no. I'm sorry that I let you down.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and sadly we have to start another morning where you're waking up and finding out about another mass shooting.
Yeah, you know, it's weird to watch the news and you see it first reported and they say 11 are wounded and you're like, whew, thank God they're wounded. And then you get the terrible news that unfortunately that's not the truth.
No, 13 dead in a mass shooting at Thousand Oaks, California, bar packed with college students. There for it's a country bar, and I mean, it's just, you're desensitized.
Yeah,
by
you're
it.
Almost becoming immune, which is even worse, that this is so repetitive, you know?
A sheriff's department got shot several times and died at the hospital. The gunman is believed to be dead, and he burst into the bar about 11:20, cloaked in all black, threw smoke bombs, began shooting, and some of the targets as young as 18. It sounds like it was a college bar. I just can't even imagine all these places where these mass shootings are happening. You're at your most, you're
relaxed.
Just vulnerable.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
just like, I'm here to have fun with my friends. And, you know, it's more and more. I mean, you're going to worship. You have to worry about it. You're going to a concert. You have to worry about it. When I got into radio over 25 years ago, something like this would be shocking, and now it's not shocking.
Mm-mm.
It's just tragic and sad, and I can't imagine what these families are going to be going through.
I don't know if you saw this too, and I don't know how they came across this fact. I'm not too surprised by it, but they said that some of the folks who were in the bar at the time of the shooting were also at the Country Music Festival in Las Vegas year ago.
Are you kidding me?
That's what they said. I don't know where. Maybe they interviewed people on the way out and got that fact, but it's like, wow. I mean, that's hard to believe.
Wednesday nights are college theme nights at this place, open to students as young as 18. You had them at your college, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And so there were tons of college students there. Yeah. Usually they go to some kind of stagecoach country music festival mm-hmm. in California. And then it does say some of the survivors were at that Route 91 Harvest Festival in Vegas.
Can you believe if you were one of those people?
Would you ever be able to recover from that?
Twice?
Would you ever be able to go outside of your home?
No. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, you know, I didn't want to start with our fun, you know, it's Thursday, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's just so tragic. And Debbie will have more in the news at 6:10. Any updates we have, our sister station KMOX will have them as well. And then when Jen gets in, she'll have more information about it. But our prayers, our thoughts, I mean, it seems so ridiculous to even say words like that because they don't mean anything. But really, just a tragic, tragic night last night in Thousand Oaks, California. Today on the show, we have a lot of stuff for you, and hopefully we'll have some fun, some laughs, because that's what we do. Well, we try to do it. We're not great at it every day, but we do try to get your mind off of things. We have tickets from the Musial Awards. We're doing that all week long, and that is on November 17th at Stiefel Theater. We also have a little Who on the show, and we have a sub today. Our boss is going to be in telling us what our coworkers think about us. Entertainment Schmig, Foodstuffs. We're going to talk more about that Aldi wine calendar. Apparently, they didn't get many, and they sold out fast. So
yeah.
We're going to check with our local Aldi stores to see if there's any in stock. But according to people I saw on Facebook, there were lines wrapped around the store waiting for it to open, and they only had like 10 to 20 of them, and they're not restocking.
And just reading some of the texts from yesterday, we got somebody had said they had gone to 4 Aldi's in their, you know, in this area, and they were already sold out.
Sold out.
What is this thing?
And they're not restocking. It's an Aldi, you know, like the advent calendar you get, yeah, counting down the days, mm-hmm, to Christmas. Well, it's an Aldi wine advent calendar, and it has little bottles in each of the
little bottles, like air.
I don't know how big they are. They said that altogether the bottles would make 6 full bottles of wine.
Okay.
So I have another suggestion for you of somebody I saw locally that's selling something similar to this. If you didn't get the Aldi, and they're $69.
Yeah.
The Aldi ones. So we'll talk about that and more. If you need anything from us, if you know, want to share anything with us, you can always text us or call us at 531-9898. From Illinois, you can call us at 618-397-9898. Weather-wise, cold today, cooler, chance of rain, possibly snow. By this evening, high of 45, and then a mix of light rain and snow showers tonight. That's going to be fun. With a low of 33. So just not great. It's getting chilly. It's winter almost. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Yeah, pre-Thanksgiving snow. Oof, and way before Thanksgiving, if we get some. This morning, we're starting off with a big problem at the...
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show on a possibly snowy Thursday. Too early. Too soon. Too soon, Mother Nature. But yeah, chilly and a little wintry mix today and possibly tomorrow. So we were all excited, well, some of us were, I was, about Powerball and Mega Millions when it got up high. I'm the only one that really bought tickets consistently. Consistently.
I did.
And, you know, we have this deal on the show where if we win, we're supposed to give some to our coworkers. Mm-hmm. And I asked for your guidance on this since I was the only one really buying any of these tickets. Why should I have to share? You all agreed with me. I, of course, if I won $343 million, I'd get
a little kickback.
I'd throw you something.
Right, yeah. For tax reasons, that was my favorite answer. You know, just so your taxes would be less, you need to give us money.
Well, you know, the woman that claimed that she won the Powerball, half of the Powerball prize, $343 million, she admitted that she temporarily lost her ticket. Okay. So I think she's a single mom in, where is she? Iowa. And one of her friends called her and said that there was a big winner from their area. And she then went to look for her ticket and couldn't find it. She didn't know if she was the winner at this point or not.
Yeah, but if you hear there's a winner from your area,
you're immediately trying to find that ticket.
Absolutely.
And the place, and by then they probably knew the place it was purchased. Mm-hmm. So she called her sister because she was with her sister and her sister's truck. And her sister searched the truck, found it on the floor.
Oh my God.
She sent her a photo of the ticket, and she then found out that she had matched all 6 numbers in the Powerball.
Wow.
She said, I told my sister to get in her truck and get that ticket and get up here right now and drive slow.
Oh, my God.
Because they say you're supposed to sometimes immediately sign it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you can claim that yours. Yes.
Yes. She has said she has big plans for her winning. She's going to share with her family and friends. She's going to buy a new car, long vacation. And she's also going to support different causes and organizations that are important to her family.
Like, number one, her sister?
Yeah.
She's already established a foundation, which is a good idea, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she talked to somebody. You have to get your affairs in order.
Well, I have heard a story. I've always heard that about signing the back, but I have heard a story, a recent vintage, that you don't want to sign it because I think, like, if you want to remain anonymous.
That's right. That one woman was fighting the court because she signed her ticket.
Right. So if you want to remain anonymous or set up a trust, if you sign it, I think what happens is the lottery, this is my understanding, I could be wrong, the lottery has the right then to promote you as the winner. But if you don't sign it or set up some kind of trust, then you don't have to come forward as the individual winner, and then people will come looking for you. That's, again, Did I go to law school? No. I'm just telling you stuff I read.
You're talking about trusts and
I know.
Stuff that I, it's over so, my head, yeah. Which is why I will never be wealthy.
One thing I have heard is get a ticket and lock it away safe or somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. And get everything in order and contact somebody that you can talk
mm-hmm.
to about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big announcement on the show at 7:10, a chance for you to win big. We'll let you know about that. Also, who on the show, a chance to go to the Musial Awards, a bunch of stuff. But right now, here's Lance with... Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Tim and Kevin and Lance. Jen will be here in a few minutes. Just got a text at 531-9898, and she said, or he said, I hate when I get in the car and you're in the middle of a story. Can I just text you and let you know when I'm ready for you to start your story? Or you could be like me where I point to the radio to rewind something, like it's a DVR, because
uh-huh.
I'm so used to that move at home.
Or do you ever try to zoom in real life like it's your phone? Like you look out the window and you just want to like stretch it. Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
But if you miss anything, you can always go to Y98.com or radio.com after the show, because we always podcast our shows.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's
and then
right.
You can pause, fast forward, rewind, whatever you want to do. You want to fast forward every time I talk? No problem. Courtney does mentally anyway.
We fight a lot about Missouri versus Illinois. Mm. Kevin and I from Illinois. Mm-hmm. Tim, Lance, and Jen, Missourians.
Yeah, now we both have new governors. So I don't know what that means.
Ours has been around
no,
for a little
while. They don't have a new governor.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
They have a new senator.
New senator.
You may remember he was in this studio weeks ago, and you asked him to leave because we had to go back on the air.
Maybe next year I won't vote in Missouri since I live in Illinois.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that you made a stupid comment, because I want to quiz you on Google searches. You know, Google, they keep track of everything.
Yeah.
And now they have kept track, and we have released the biggest questions in each state that people Googled around Thanksgiving. Mm. All right? Illinois wins for a better question than Missouri. Illinois' biggest question was Friendsgiving, asking what is Friendsgiving, okay. Which, can't you figure it out?
Right.
Get some friends together, right. And you celebrate Thanksgiving. And Missouri, you guys asked, does Canada celebrate Thanksgiving? And Kevin, I would like you to answer these. I would like Kevin to answer the big Google searches. Oh.
Well, yes, answering the Canadian one, they do. It's a different day. I
yes.
want to say it's October the 8th.
Yeah, I think it's October 5th, but they do.
Okay.
And it's giving thanks to the harvest and celebrating with family.
They don't care about the pilgrims.
Nothing about that.
Got it.
They have their own Thanksgiving. All right, and the top search for 10 states was, what is Thanksgiving? Kevin, what is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is a time to come together and thank people, the Lord, your life,
your
kids,
car dealer,
yes, all those
your
things.
Your insurance agent.
It was enacted by Abraham Lincoln back in the middle 1860s to basically say, you know what, we need to take a time to pause. And,
for the
you know,
cause.
Pause for the cause, yeah, and say thank you. We don't say thank you enough.
Is that true, the Abraham Lincoln thing?
Abraham Lincoln made it into a national holiday, but it had always been around, and it had always been primarily about the pilgrims and the Native Americans and giving thanks for that really first rough year at Plymouth Rock. And thanking...
It sounds very knowledgeable,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, thanking Samoset and Squanto and the rest of the boys... From the, I want to say the Wampanoag Indians who came and basically
all right,
saved their lives.
I'm done with it. Just stop.
You lost me at Wampanoag.
He can't say wolf, but he gets that complicated name, correct?
Well, I do, because we watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving every year. And let me tell you, it's
all right.
Packed full of knowledge.
Another top search was, when is Thanksgiving?
The third.
Uh-oh.
Full Thursday.
Full Thursday. Is there a half Thursday?
Full Thursday.
Fourth Thursday of November.
All right. I'm going with Lance on that.
Which means this is the earliest Thanksgiving can be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. In Colorado, the top search was turkey bowling.
That's when you bowl with a turkey.
What kind of turkey?
Frozen turkey?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, can you imagine trying to get a live turkey?
Oh, man.
Three states asked, does England celebrate Thanksgiving?
No. They wouldn't be happy about it because it's kind of like a, you know, a rub in your face. We left
it's
you.
It's a rub in your face? I love you, Kevin.
Some of you will rub turkey.
And sadly, South Dakota needed help. They searched things to be thankful for.
Okay.
I mean, do you have to go to Google to ask them what you should be thankful for?
If you live there, you might.
Kevin, what are you thankful for?
Well, I think after you've heard that segment, I think I'm thankful for the talent that God has bestowed to me.
All right.
No, I'm actually thankful for being a part of this show every day and spending my time with quality people like Tim Convy, Lance Hildebrand, and Courtney Landrum.
Aw, that's sweet.
And Jen Myers, who unfortunately is not here, but she'll be here in 15 minutes with all your schmick.
All right, and Debbie Monterey has your news and your extended forecast. That's all after Lance and a look at your traffic.
Not only a compliment, but he turned it into a show plug.
I know.
That's pretty spiffy.
Talent.
Talent.
Sometimes. All right. No change. It's...
My house.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Jen will be here in just a few minutes with your first Schmig. The big story of the morning in Schmig is Oprah's favorite things, but I think it's so involved that we're going to have to do a separate Oprah's favorite things segment, and that'll be in the 7 o'clock hour, but she'll have all the dirt for you. We have a big announcement at 7:10, so don't go anywhere if you're listening. It's going to win you some great things.
As we get closer to the end of the year, we're inundated with all kinds of end of the year surveys and this of the year and that of the year. And I really enjoy, in particular, the dictionaries coming out with the new words that they've added this year. They're all different dictionaries will declare their word of the year.
Most Googled of the year, most Instagrammed, you know, likes of the year.
Oh, you're right.
All that stuff.
So the word.
I love it. And Collins Dictionary just announced their first word of the year. And before I tell you what that is, I'll give you some of the runners up.
Okay.
Hashtag me too. Whitewash. Floss, like the dance. And gaslight. Mm. Can somebody tell me what gaslighting is?
Gaslight?
People throw it out all the time and I don't completely understand.
Like the old gaslight square?
No, it means like something. Oh, you're gaslighting. What does that mean? Lance, I'm looking at you.
I'm with you, Tim. I sort of understand it, but I don't think I completely understand what gaslighting is.
I think it's, well, we're going to get to the bottom of that. I thought for sure one of you guys would know.
No.
Okay.
Courtney?
No, I'm Googling.
It's like when you're arguing, well, whatever, we'll get into it. But however, the word of the year this year, Collins Dictionary went with single use. The definition being.
Over me too?
Yeah.
Over single hashtag use. Me too?
Yeah.
That's kind of weak.
Meaning, you know, made to be used only once, which obviously comes up a lot in a lot of environmental discussions, especially this year. Things like Keurig cups, styrofoam containers are single use, but then obviously
straws. Straws were a big, big deal this year.
But over hashtag me too.
Yeah.
I think me too was used way more than single use.
Yeah.
That kind of started at the end of last year, though, didn't it?
I don't know. Straws had a big year, though. Big.
No, they had a bad year.
But
it
they
was
had a
rough...
big talk about year.
Yes, they got a lot of headlines.
It was like, what's the small? Like all of a sudden, everyone in the world hated straws.
Hated straws.
I think there are stainless.
Who are you?
There are stainless steel straws for sale on Oprah's favorite things list.
Oh yeah, I just mentioned it. But you'll have the rundown of everything. Gaslight, by the way. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or in members of a targeted group, making them question their own memory, perception, and sanity.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's to manipulate somebody by psychological means.
That's heavy. And make them think something happened that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
who does that?
I want to tune up my gaslighting skills. That's very. But yeah, so the word of the year, so single use. So I don't know.
It's weak sauce. Yeah, I mean, you can't have single use ahead of Me Too this year.
Weak sauce was actually the word of the year in like 2011.
No, I actually think it was in the 90s.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Entertainment Schmick is coming up in just a minute. We're going to talk a little bit about Oprah's favorite things, and we'll also talk about...
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Yum. How can you not? It's not yum.
I can't say yum.
Hey, we have a couple updates.
Okay.
Somebody texted us at 531-9898 about Gaslight.
Yeah, Gaslighting comes from the 1944 movie starring Ingrid Bergman. Apparently, it's about a wife tormented by her husband trying to make her think she's crazy. It also stars 17-year-old Angela Lansbury in her first film
She was
role.
Young?
Yeah. Never. Yeah. She probably looked like Jessica
Fletcher.
Yeah, and the reason gaslighting, I came in the middle of the conversation, is a word this year is because Teen Vogue actually wrote an article about gaslighting this year in reference to the president, because, you know, some people say that...
He repeats the same phrases. And
well, and he says that... I'm not going to get into
I haven't read Teen Vogue in years.
Well, maybe you should start. There are some great journalists over at Teen Vogue.
I read it into my 20s, but then I was like, all right, it's time for me to grow up. And then we also, Lance, you had said that Thanksgiving was the fourth Thursday. Not true. Natalie called in and said it is the third Thursday after the first Monday. So a Monday has to fall in November. Then you can start counting Thursdays.
Yep.
Not sure that's right.
Natalie was very certain. I didn't even bother looking it up after she said it.
Now on to the schmig.
Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. We talked about them a couple days ago about how they both went trick-or-treating with their son Jack and their new respective partners. Mm-hmm. All five of them trick-or-treating together and happy and smiling. Well, apparently they've settled their divorce. And they've agreed that for the next 5 years, they're going to live within 5 miles of each other. That's the deal. Until their son Jack finishes sixth grade, they have to live within 5 miles of each other. They'll also share custody, flexible schedule. I think the only thing is they have to notify a judge and have it in writing if they plan on taking their child out of the country, which, being movie stars, will happen occasionally.
Mm-hmm. How easy is this divorce?
I know. I mean...
It's bizarre. You never hear about... a divorce like this in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're very mature. Yeah.
They are very mature. I think that Brad and Angelina could learn a lesson.
Yeah. We'll see how it plays out, guys.
We'll see how the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie plays out. Johnny Depp returning as Captain Jack Sparrow. He apparently spent a lot of time in saunas in order to prepare for his role as Captain Jack. He said he's probably dealt with a lot of inescapable heat to the brain. Although, how would he say it since he's Johnny Depp?
I don't remember.
He speaks like...
Yeah, there's that, plus a touch of Kevin Kline.
I was just going to say, it's very funny that Tim jumped in with the Johnny Depp impersonations. That's the only reason I brought this up.
We had a big fight about Kevin Kline late in the show yesterday.
Ah, right. You fell into my trap.
And then we got a picture sent by Tim's mom, Kate Codby, of Tim, a young Tim, with Kevin Kline.
In, I think, tuxedos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big night for Kevin and I. We'll post it to Instagram, at Courtney and Co. Y98.
You're so young.
I know.
Okay. So another Wreck-It Ralph movie comes out. Ralph Breaks the Internet. And because of that, Billboard put together a list of the best songs from animated movies. And shocker, Imagine Dragons 0 from Ralph Breaks the Internet makes it at number one.
Already? Can you call that already?
I don't know that song.
Wouldn't Let It Go from Frozen? I mean,
that's a good point.
Well, that's funny because...
Or do they consider that a musical? And that's not really...
Yeah, it's probably more of a song.
That was used on the soundtrack.
Yeah, they said the movie couldn't be considered a musical.
Got it.
Oh.
Otherwise, it would be number one all over the joint. Post Malone and Swae Lee's Sunflower from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is number two. And Pharrell's Happy from Despicable Me 2 should have been number one.
Come on.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Actually, vying with Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling from Trolls.
Oh, yeah.
That comes in at number four. And Randy Newman, poor Randy Newman, before all these movies came out, You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story comes in at number five. Unfortunately, no Smash Mouth from Shrek. I'm a believer.
Not cool.
As a remake, should not be qualified.
I don't know. Mm. There is going to be a three-day music festival in Atlanta before Super Bowl Sunday. And it looks like, I don't know if the NFL did this in response to the fact that people complained that there were no Atlanta acts during the Super Bowl halftime show. But
they've always done music before the Super Bowl. When I was in Indy, there were tons of acts that performed.
Yeah. It seems pretty big, though. Here's day one. Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty, your fave, and Lil Jon. If they had a Lil Festival, Courtney would be there. Aerosmith headlines day two. Mm-hmm. And day three, Bruno Mars and Cardi B. That's pretty big. It's the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Festival.
We played a thing, and it was a Bud Light thing. So I think they've done this and just sort of expanded it. Because we played, it was in Florida one year, and it was the night before, and it was us, Three Doors Down. And
when you say we, you don't mean the morning show.
No. Ludo.
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg and Three Doors Down.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. That's a lineup.
Yeah. Except for you guys.
I think they just kind of expanded. It was the most money. It was the most money we were ever paid to do a show, and we just ate it. Like, the bass went out. We were so bad.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. The bass stopped working, and we were going to Three Doors Down, and their people, and like, can you help us? And they're just like, no. Like, wow. You guys are terrible. And so is your music. We're going to take our check and get out of here.
Oprah's favorite things we are going to talk about in great detail around 7:25. But I will just tell you this. There is this crazy smart TV that is not on the list that is not even the most expensive thing. Find out what is going for $18.50, not $18.50, that Oprah uses throughout her Santa Barbara neighborhood. It's crazy and unnecessary.
There's so many things.
Oh, and we're going to talk about the tracksuits, because every year there's got to be a couple tracksuits on there, and it's ridiculous.
Well, who doesn't love elastic?
Not when it's that expensive, Courtney.
All right.
If I'm going to pay that much, I need to be able to wear it to any event.
Right.
Fancy, lying on my couch, anything. Here's Lance Hildebrand.
Allow me to update the update. December 26, 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt signs a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day observance in the United States to the 4th Thursday of November.
What?
Whoa!
Natalie, you need to call back.
Wow.
Natalie was thinking pre-FDR policies.
It has changed a lot, because in 1939, FDR signed a bill that said that Thanksgiving would be the next to last Thursday in November, and they changed it 2 years later.
Wow.
He's really indecisive. Good thing that that other great thing went through. The big deal.
Uh-huh. The big deal.
The new deal.
The big deal. I like the big deal.
That's traffic.
Welcome to...
Y98, it's Courtney and company on, man, a Thursday. Where has this week gone?
I feel like it's been really slow.
Yeah. I feel like it's flown by.
And we have, like, big bosses in town, and it's a little nerve-wracking. I don't think we've been performing very solidly.
I had to I had to shave for the big bosses.
Yeah.
That's a
shift. Clean shave.
It's about as clean as it gets.
That's crazy. Yeah.
When did you shave?
Wow.
Last night. But with a trimmer thing.
Oh, okay.
Not with like a
All right.
A
not with a straight. Okay. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, man, you're really John Hamm.
Beard was getting. Yeah. We have a little bit in common.
I think the only thing we have to worry about with the bosses is that Courtney still has about 7 cases of Michelob Ultra next to her desk from her birthday.
Listen, I didn't even think about that.
They're in the radio biz. They know what it's about.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it.
So if you have some nerves, just crack one open before the meeting today and it'll be all right.
And offer up a case.
Like, we're nervous about it, but he turns out to be really cool. He walks in, he's like, where's the rest of it? We're like, yeah!
And then we hug and toast.
This guy rules!
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, but we can dream.
I know.
Do you guys, who has Under Armour here? Who owns Under Armour?
I have one piece of Under Armour. I'm an Adidas girl. Oh. I think we all have our allegiance to our favorite sportswear. I like Adidas, but I do have one Under Armour golf, like, insulated shirt.
Mm.
I don't have any, but, you know, the kids love it. So
that's the big thing.
Like, that is the main brand. Really? They love my son, who's 9.
Kevin, you're an athlete.
No,
he's not even
all my stuff is Kmart tracks.
Okay, okay. Lance, Under Armour?
I own stock, but I don't have any product.
You own this guy? Whoa. Wow. Okay. Well, sit down.
Well, okay. As a stockholder, Lance, tell me how you feel about this. Employees at Under Armour received an email earlier this year that upended a long-standing company practice. They could no longer charge visits to strip clubs on their corporate cards.
I was thinking to myself, how long has that been going on? Has that been like since the beginning of Under Armour?
Since Under Armour started, they were doing that. It was like they would go to these corporate functions, the parties, whatever, because they're entertaining athletes and other, you know, execs. Take them to strip clubs, and it was totally fine to just put that, you know, lap dances, the whole thing, put it on your card, just write it off. And Under Armour said, no more. Because Under Armour.
I've never had a company credit card. It always seemed like this really cool thing to me, though.
Yeah.
You know, you see people pull it out like, I got this.
I'll put it on the company card.
It is.
I've gotten free turkeys before. But no.
Free turkeys?
Oh, yeah. There was a time when that was a big hot commodity. That was your gift. Yes, for Thanksgiving.
Work that into a contract.
Big boss is here.
Yeah,
it's time to negotiate.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Let's talk turkeys. But yeah, apparently Under Armour in general, the culture there has been taking a lot of heat, especially in today's day and age, about it being unfair to women and misogynistic, and a lot of execs.
I don't think so.
A lot of execs have been fired for different, you know, having relationships and all. Like, it's
for
a little bit
dicey.
Things
that used to be cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But now, you know, maybe it's not okay to have all the guys go to a strip club and then have the women have to choose, like, do I go to a strip club to hang with all the other people from work
to help my career?
To help my career, or do I stay out and miss out on this meeting? Or maybe you're not even invited.
You're probably not invited.
You're probably not invited.
But that's a good text in call in. What's your crazy, unusual work perk? I mentioned turkeys.
Turkeys, strip clubs, you know.
But if you have like a weird, because I went to an office the other day where they're allowed to bring their dogs in the office. I feel like that's a perk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My
The receptionist was not happy about it.
My brother-in-law used to work at an ad agency where you walked into the lobby and there was a big, huge bar.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen, there's a few of those. Mm-hmm. It's always ad agencies, too. Do you notice that?
I wonder why.
There's a law firm that I've been to that has the same kind of thing.
A law firm?
Yeah, it's on the roof. It's sweet.
Okay. Wow. Well, that sounds pretty nice.
I went to a video game company where a friend worked in Southern California, and it was unbelievable. Everything was free all the time. There were basketball courts. It was, yeah, not just food, but people, like a kitchen with chefs making you stuff.
What?
Wow. They can't stop making money. It was unbelievable. Like, it was like the coolest college campus you've ever seen, and they're encouraged to just, like, go meditate during the day or play basketball. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, 531-9898. Make us all angry. We have some perks.
Meanwhile, I'm paying $7 for a bag of Fritos.
Okay.
That's a perk.
Big announcement and a perk for you.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Courtney, Jen, Tim, Kevin, Lance, all here for you. And a big announcement coming in just minutes. You look forward to it all year.
Yes.
You're hoping you're one of the few chosen.
Maybe you have your list ready.
That's right. We will reveal what that is, even though you probably already know. But when we're going to start giving away chances for you, and that's coming in just a few minutes. We were talking about work perks because of that story about Under Armour. Wall Street Journal, I think, reported that they are no longer allowed to use the company credit cards for strip clubs and such. Mm-hmm. So that got us to thinking about your unusual work perks that you have. We asked you to text us at 531-9898 or give us a call. Kayla's on the line. Kayla, what's your great work perk?
I've got a couple of them. So I work at an ad agency downtown, and we get to bring our dogs to work, kind of like you mentioned. We have a bar on the main floor of our office. There is a pool on the roof. We have a summer washers tournament, and we get to wear whatever we want to work.
What do you...
Jeans are pretty much an everyday.
And everybody makes $3 an hour.
No.
So what do you wear to work, even though you can wear whatever you want?
I legit wear jeans, boots, and a t-shirt most days.
I mean, we can wear whatever we want.
Yeah.
Today we had to dress up a little bit,
Kayla,
because we have big bosses
in
town.
If I'm going to meet with a client, like, obviously I'll dress a little nicer, but... Yeah.
You're not an idiot. That's awesome. How long have you been there?
It'll be 7 years in January.
Will you ever leave, Kayla?
I highly doubt it.
Are you hiring?
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's a big fat
Are
no.
Are you hired?
Hey, Kayla.
I love it there.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
If you could bring your dog into work, would you? I don't think I would bring Peebo Bryson in.
Does not play well with others.
It makes me too nervous. Then I'd be stressed about him.
Yeah. What if he poops on the carpet?
I don't know.
I know. Yeah. And listen, Kayla, we have a pool upstairs in our building, too.
We do.
Yeah.
I mean... It's a little bit larger than my bathtub, but still.
It's fine.
It is perfect.
Okay, and did you get any texts, Kevin?
I did, yes. Free coffee and tap water.
We get that, yes.
Stop. Did someone use the sarcasm font on that?
It's good.
A free work vehicle with gas reimbursement.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
But then we got some sad news. Your turkey brought up some bad memories. My husband's company used to give us an awesome honey-baked ham every year.
Ooh, until those ham.
Vegetarians complained. And now
those
we get
vegetarians.
And now we get nothing. Thank you, vegetarians.
No, that stinks.
Yeah, they should figure out something to give both.
Yeah.
Well, I think they complained that they were giving out dead turkeys to other people.
What is the tofu turkey?
Tofurkey.
Yeah. Well, if you want to text us your work perk and make us jealous, we'd love to hear it. 531-9898 is our text line.
But now, it's back!
Yeah!
The $10,000 holiday shopping spree!
Woo! Tim, this will be your first year.
I'm so excited.
It's so exciting.
I'm just happy to be here.
Listen, I don't want to spoil it for you, but Santa is there.
What?
Okay, here's the deal. Starting next Monday, we are going to play at 8:10, 11:10, 2:10, and 5:10. And if you've played before, maybe you've qualified before, you know the drill. You listen for the Y98 carolers.
Call now to win on Y98. Call now to win on Y98. Call now to win on Y98. Call now to win on Y98.
Okay, that's not... your cue right now.
Starts Monday.
Next Monday. 20th caller qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize at West County Center.
Yeah.
And just for qualifying, you get $50 to Bravo Cucina Italiana.
Yeah.
Bonus chances, you can enter at Y98.com. We're also going to have a little bit later on a bonus chance to win on Instagram. What?
And then the last chance drawing, of course.
Yes, happening at West County Center. So Jill's going to broadcast live there. And we'll have, I believe, 5 last chance winners that will draw right before the grand prize drawing. And then Santa draws one name. You have a 1 in 98 chance to win.
100.
We 1 in 100.
It.
Nice. More chances for you. Still, 1 in 100. Great odds. You have 98 minutes to spend $10,000. We have never had someone who walked away with money still in the Y98
never,
wallet.
Never. It's way easier than you think.
I know. And a lot of people go to a big store first. Like they get a mattress.
Appliances.
Or they go to the Apple store. And it's so much fun to live vicariously through one person who gets to live the dream for 98 minutes.
Four chances every day, Monday through Friday. Again, 8:10, 11:10, 2:10, and 5:10. When you hear the Y98 jingle or jingle.
And Company on Y98, 7:30 on the dot, and we have an update on our work perks.
Yeah, we were wondering about Anheuser-Busch. Do you still get beer every week?
Every month, I think.
Yeah, right.
I said every week.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
a case of beer a week would be a lot.
It is still a case every month.
Okay.
And Jack Daniels apparently does the same thing.
A case?
A case.
Whoa.
I mean, yeah. Ooh.
You're giving stuff
that's
out to
a
friends.
Lot. I can't imagine. Well, maybe
right?
I read that wrong because that's a lot of JD.
I think it's probably, it would probably be 4 or 6 bottles, I would guess.
It's a lot of JD.
I had a bad experience with that.
You can continue to text us your work perk 531-9898.
Okay, it's time to talk about Oprah's favorite thing. The list is out. I saw it yesterday when I went to Amazon because she has partnered with Amazon now and you can click through and order everything from there. I know.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's start with food because she always has tons of food items.
Oh, and you know she...
And I have never bought one thing that...
No, because they all sound amazing, but they're so over the top. Like, this woman loves a truffle chip. Like... Listen, you don't need Weight Watchers, Oprah. Just stop eating truffle chips because every year they're on the list. She has some bin of truffle chips.
That's good. And every year she has some kind of delicious mac and cheese that I'm always really close to trying.
There's a lobster mac and cheese, and I think you get 4 ramekins. Lobster mac and cheese with truffle.
What's a ramekin?
It's a little cup.
Someone doesn't watch Food Network.
Wow.
$62.25.
Jeez.
I know.
Where did ramekin fall on the list of 2019's most popular baby
It's been
names.
Around for a long time. Oh, I don't know.
Babies.
Ramekin Myers.
Courtney, how about this?
Okay.
New York brunch kit. Smoked salmon.
Why,
I know you don't
part
love
of
that.
The brunch squad?
Hold on, I'm not done. Cream cheese, hand-rolled bagels, chocolate babka.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd want the chocolate babka. Uh-huh. And coffee. For you and 5 of your friends from Russ and Daughters, a Big Apple institution. How much do you think the brunch kit is for 6 people?
So you get sent all this stuff?
Yeah.
It is served in a ramekin. Keep that in mind.
6 people?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like all that much.
It doesn't, but it's $140.
Yeah.
Or a 6.5-gallon popcorn tin for $180.
It's too much popcorn.
Yeah. Kevin looks forward to that. That's a perk for you, Kevin.
Yes.
Work perk. He gets.
That's right.
We always get popcorn tins sent to us at the end of the year as a thank you
from some
company.
And it's the trifold.
3 different flavors.
That's
like
right.
Cheddar, caramel, and.
And Kevin's not a neat eater, so there's like little kernels that trail him everywhere he goes.
If you're into juicing now.
No.
She has a juicer. This juicer is $700.
Yikes. Juicers are the worst because they're cleaning them is just the worst thing in the world.
I know. If I could have a self-cleaning one, I would pay any amount of money because it's a pain.
Yeah, I end up just buying a new juicer every time I want to
juice. Seriously?
No. You think I'm spending money on a juicer?
Okay, there's also this. If you're a frequent dinner party thrower, it's hard to remember when you served what to whom. But with Jacques Pepin's hand-illustrated menu diary.
This is dumb.
It can chronicle, it's a book for your meals and memories.
She just doesn't live in our world.
No,
this
right?
This is like a world that we know nothing about.
Who has a menu diary where you write down the meals that you serve to people?
I think we should all do our, you know, regular person
favorite things. I know.
Like Andy Capp's hot fries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't even like those. I don't even know why I said those.
I'll put it on my list. Thank you.
Okay.
Courtney.
And I guess this would fall under food, and I mentioned it earlier this morning, you know, straws. People don't like them anymore.
Stainless
steel cocktail straws with a cleaning brush for $20.
I'm attracted to those stainless steel straws, even though I'm not even a straw person.
Yeah.
But it looks cool in that bottle of Coke on the commercial.
Yeah. Totally agree. They are cool.
Okay. You know that Oprah has to have stuff for her pets. There's a pet blanket for $150.
Mm.
There's also a dog DNA test.
To find out, yeah, what breed they are?
Not only the breed, but your dog's genetic age, which is interesting.
That's kind of cool.
$160. Kev, I saw this.
Not that cool. Yeah, maybe $20 cool.
I saw this and thought of you, Kevin, because I know that you have to rub Sarah's feet.
It's a perk.
For Sarah. The Insta Shiatsu Heated Foot Massager.
Careful.
$200.
Well, that's not bad at all.
It's not?
No.
He has to rub her feet every day.
I know, but...
But that's not bad for... I mean, you know, we've got several other things like that, or, you know where you put your feet in the water.
It's not anything like that.
It's not anything like that?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Foot bath.
Foot bath.
She has a bunch of clothes, like faux fur mittens by Glamour Puss for $80. It makes... They look very weird.
Who makes them?
Glamour Puss. Of $144 shearling fingerless gloves by Justin Gregory. I'm sorry, if I'm paying $144 for gloves, they better have fingers.
Yeah.
She also has plush teddy pull-through scarves by House of Fluff.
You guys laugh. House of Fluff, it's a really strong season from them.
And every year on Oprah's Favorite Things, she has pajamas, she has a robe, she has slippers, but she also loves a tracksuit. And she has two of them. One of them's a jumpsuit.
Yeah, no, like, you don't want that.
Looks like a sweatpants jumpsuit for $170.
I assume not made by Under Armour.
No. And then she has a Tory Burch matching track jacket and pants. $165 for the jacket.
What?
And then $135 for the pants.
You're buying it for the TB. That's the only reason.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And then the two most expensive things on the list, she has this smart TV that apparently when it's off and in ambient mode, it makes like a chameleon and it disappears into the color or pattern of the wall behind it. So if you have wallpaper behind your TV,
it has a camera back there.
It becomes like the wallpaper.
That's pretty smart.
That's what? $1,300.
There's no way that can actually look good though, right?
No
right?
way.
I don't know. It sounds pretty cool. But the most expensive thing.
And $1,300 does not sound crazy.
Mm. Not when she's spending $1,850 on an electric bicycle.
Yeah, those always make me laugh.
That can go up to 20 miles an hour.
I know, but it defeats the purpose.
Right.
Right. And your matching $180 helmet. That's your favorite thing.
Is it electric too?
I don't know. If it's not from Glamour Puss or House of Fluff, right. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And if you missed our announcement at around 7:10, the $10,000 holiday shopping spree is back. West County Center on December 14th. We'll have your first chance to win starting with our show at 8:10 Monday morning. But four chances to qualify each day to run around West County Center and spend 10 grand. So weird that earlier this week we talked about two kids in our area that desperately need bone marrow, a bone marrow match. And this morning I'm on Facebook and one of my Facebook friends, and Jen saw it too, is currently at the University of Kansas donating bone marrow to a 19-year-old that's suffering from leukemia.
Wow. So she was in the Be the Match database.
Yes.
And this person who had leukemia, they entered their information and she popped up as a match and she is donating today.
Yes.
It's so crazy. And the one that's happening today is at Dressel Elementary, right? In the Lindbergh School District.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's for a Lindbergh High School student who is battling, I believe, leukemia. And it's tonight.
Tonight from 5 to 8:30 at Dressel Elementary. And we talked about it earlier, how easy it is to get into the database for Be the Match. It's a cotton swab in your mouth and that's it.
it takes a little bit longer to fill out the paperwork than it does to do the actual test. You just have to fill out a sheet with your name and your information, and then they take almost like a Q-tip, but a little bit bigger, cotton swab, swab the inside of your cheek, put it in a tube, you're done. And then you go in a database, you may never get called. It's the easiest thing you do. But if you do get called, you can save somebody's life.
You can go to bethematch.org and see what the restrictions are, how old you need to be. You can also have them send you the cotton swab and get in the database if you cannot make it. But time is of the essence for two local kids that need a bone marrow match. And you can get more information about that bone marrow drive that's tonight at Dressel Elementary online at Wine.
Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. You got one in the Dunbar Loop and another one down on Southampton.
And if you want to see young Radio's Tim Convy, you can go to the Courtney & Company Instagram page, Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us if you don't already, and go on the Instagram stories, and you can see a picture of Kevin Klein and a young Tim Convy.
Kevin Klein before he adopted an affected accent.
All right. You know, it's funny you mentioned the Instagram, because we're actually on Instagram Live right now at that very same account, at Courtney & Co. Y98.
That one?
Yep. Okay. So follow us on there. Be a part of it.
Food stuff.
And I heard rumors of a mustache picture of mine getting posted.
That has to get posted.
do you want to talk about this, the Aldi Advent calendar?
I went there yesterday.
Earlier. Okay, a lot of people are posting it today. I saw some local TV stations post it today. It's gone.
It's gone.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
I went yesterday at around 1:30-ish, because I thought it would be fun to buy as a gift for someone. And they laughed at me. Like, that's gone. But I do know someone who got one. They had 10 to 15 in each store. And those people were lined up before the store even opened, and they were given a voucher.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, for one wine advent calendar. Sold out within minutes.
And they're not restocking.
No.
That's it. That's all there was.
10 to 15 a store?
Yes.
What's the deal?
I don't know.
Production, I'm sure. I mean, this is always a big thing in Aldi in Europe. And this is the first year they've offered it in the United States. So maybe they'll have a few more, but you're still not going to get one next year. I mean, unless you, like, camp out for it.
Well, maybe they'll up production next year, you know?
They'll still, what, only have 20, 25 at each store? I still went and bought a can of the gluten-free Pringles. Thank you to the person who texted us yesterday
at
531-9898. Delightful. I may have eaten the whole can.
just to let you know, if you did not get the Aldi Advent calendar, and most people didn't, Cooper's Hawk, which I love that place, has a 12 Nights of Christmas wine calendar that's pretty cool. And it's it looks like it's a full bottle.
Cooper's Hawk Winery?
Yeah. Let me see if they have
it. How much is it? Because the Aldi one was, what, $69?
Online, it's out of stock, so I don't know if you can go there or not.
It's just more heartbreak.
$99.99.
Listen, I already found a YouTube video on how to do a mini liquor bottle advent calendar. All you need is some PVC pipe, a hot glue gun, and some spray paint.
I don't think you're going to do it.
It's going to be super easy.
And some liquor. That's a good combo.
Look, and then it just looks...
kind of homemade.
No, it looks pretty awesome, Courtney.
It looks okay.
We're on Instagram Live right now. Great. You can check this out.
And then you get little airplane bottles of booze.
Food stuff.
Party. All right, up next, Jen told you a little bit about it. A great, great present, and it's for a good cause. Something they're doing over at Wendy's. I think Frosties are about as good as any dessert in the game.
And I never get them.
I used to get a coupon for Halloween for a free Frosty, and I felt like I hit the jackpot.
They're so thick and delicious, and they're always doing deals. Right now, you can get a key tag at Wendy's that will give you free small Frosties with any purchase for all of 2019. So every time you go in there, boom.
How much does it cost?
$2.
I've done that for the last two Christmases for my bride.
Really?
She loves Frosties.
Big spender.
Hey, she loves Frosties.
I know, it's the thought.
Right, and she, I mean, that's one of her favorite gifts.
And it's probably the perfect amount of Frosty.
Yeah, you don't get one every day, but you know if you got it on your key tag.
That's pretty cool.
You're feeling it? I want a Frosty.
It only costs $2, and all the money goes to charity.
Oh, to Dave Thomas's...
Adoption Foundation.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is buy a large fry and a Frosty and just dip your fries in it.
Go listen, don't tell me what to buy when I go to Wendy's. I will buy a double a Dave's Double, and it will be delicious.
Are you going to buy a double every day? No, but you're going to buy a large fry with your Frosty every day. Don't tell me what to do.
You were telling me first.
Oh, food stuff.
It's got weird. You can watch it all go down on Instagram Live.
Try the Homestyle Chicken Sandwich with cheese and onions only. It's good.
There you go. Ooh.
Chicken and cheese.
Oh. Yum.
And finally, how about this new product alert? Sour Patch Kids. Are we fans?
No. Yes.
No, my kids are.
Every now and then, small doses,
no,
they're fine?
No, never.
Okay, well then I have a feeling you're not going to be interested in the Sour Patch Kids cereal.
Oh my God, why are you doing this as moms are driving their kids
sour
to school?
Sour and milk?
Sour Patch Kids cereal. It is real. It is on sale. It's a little bit tough to find. Apparently, it's pretty popular.
It's not on sale, kids. Don't ask your mom for it.
It's out there. Do not go to school tomorrow without it.
Who are you going to listen to? Fun Uncle Tim or your mother?
Fun Uncle Tim. Will be eating Sour Patch Kids cereal as quickly as possible.
Oh, great. Kathy's going to leave you with him for five hours while he melts down.
And maybe Charlie. He's only 4 days old, but I have a feeling he would be super into this. Yeah. It'd be pretty bad. That is Foodstuffs. Check us out on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs!
Good thing there's nothing going on in our world. All right, we'll cover everything after Lance Hildebrand takes a look at traffic.
And it is that time where we once again get to crank out this particular fun part of the morning show.
It's a kettle on the loose again.
Yeah!
It's a kettle on the loose. There's a kettle on the loose again. It's a kettle on the loose.
There's no way we could have this, use this so many times.
Oh, yeah.
And we've used it
many times.
Do you feel like Lance is letting the cattle out before he goes to work?
All right, I have nothing to do with this, and I'm bending the rules a little bit because it's horses, but that's close, right?
It is close.
Not technically cattle, but it's close enough. Cattle in the roadway, three horses, Highway N at Highway Z. Watch out for them. This report, by the way, is...
About this time, and we have a special host of the segment, our boss, Martin Ling.
Yay! Hey,
hi.
We call him Marty.
Hey.
So yeah, Marty, our Afton, our friend, left us, and so we're looking for a person that's going to host this segment every week because it's more fun to bring somebody outside in. So what Marty did was, there are a bunch of questions. Who on the show is most likely to? He sent them out to 10 different co-workers, and we find out which coworker has the most answers for the different questions.
People love to vote on you guys. I got these all back within like 12 minutes.
Did you really?
That's one of them, yes.
All right, are some of them going to hurt us today?
Yes.
Okay. It's never a good segment unless we cry.
Yes, I know.
I agree.
All right, hit us with the first one.
All right, question number one. Who on the show would most likely run on a campaign funded by dark money?
It's going to be me.
I don't think
so. Every bad one is always me.
Don't you think, like, Lance might get some mystery votes?
Could be, but Courtney's got all the political connections.
And there's a lot more dark money on the Illinois side.
Yeah.
Listen, the dark money thing was thrown out by Missouri candidates. All right, just hit up. Who got the most?
Tim got the most votes. Five
like
votes for Tim.
Five.
Three for Courtney.
Uh-huh.
And two for Lance.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jen's perfect.
Nothing for Jen, nothing for Kevin.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm going to get hurt in a different way.
I like that for some reason.
Question number two. Who on the show would you put down as a job reference?
Ooh.
Jen. I think maybe.
I would think Courtney.
Jen or Courtney.
Yeah.
I don't have a vote in this.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'd use any of you people.
That's a good answer.
Wow. Maybe Lance.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah, Jen got five votes.
Yes. Okay.
Courtney got four.
Oh,
nice.
Who got the one?
Kevin got one.
Kevin? Who's this person?
Marty asked me.
Oh, yeah, he wrote himself down.
All right. He's pretty good, but you know, he's, well, you know, like,
he would be the worst reference for himself.
He'd laugh talk through the whole thing.
I screw up a lot.
Sometimes he's a jerk, but no, he's really question number three. Who on the show would make the best food for Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's not me. It's going to be Jen.
It's going to be Courtney, because Nick's cooking for you.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I do have the Nick card.
That crack and cheese.
But I'm saying Jen. She cooks the most on the show out of anyone and brings interesting things in.
Yeah.
Jen was the winner with 7. Yeah. Courtney got 3, and every single one of them had in parentheses because of Nick.
That will make him very happy. You know what? They're campaigning for the mac and cheese to be brought in.
Because that mac and cheese costs like $80 a tray.
I made it once. He gave me the recipe. You did, actually. Yes. And it was pretty terrible.
Right.
You really have to have a talent to make it.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's
you have to make the roux.
The roux is
I'm
the
not
problem.
Good with the roux.
I hate the roux.
Yeah, what the roux is terrible.
What is the roux?
You make that in a ramekin.
Yeah, I do. Tim doesn't know what a ramekin is.
It's a melty cheese with
flour.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm learning a lot today.
All right. Who on the show would you want handling your retirement money?
Lance. Because he has Under Armour stock.
I'm Lance.
Lance,
for sure. He's a money guy.
Yeah.
Lance got a vote.
Oh, that's it?
Jen got 7.
What?
Wow, you have not looked at my bank statements lately.
And Kevin got 2.
Because they know Sarah's on his team.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's not even allowed to have a credit card or checks. Mm-hmm. He carries around blank checks.
I laughed out loud when I saw those.
All right, final who on the show.
All right, who on the show would most likely call you from jail?
It's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's got to be a landslide.
I think Dark Money maybe got a couple votes.
No, it's going to be
over
me.
Here.
I won't take money unless it's dark.
Jen got 0.
Oh, duh.
Kevin got 0. Uh-huh. Lance 1. Tim 1. Courtney 8.
Eight.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. Man. I'm the resident criminal on the show. Thank you, co-workers. Thank you, Marty.
Can
you come back next week?
Entertainment Schmig.
Get your wine glasses ready because Schmig is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Wait, what? Because this holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. You can drink it out of a wine glass if you want to feel fancy.
Yum.
That's not part of their tagline. Hey, local Schmig, and this is a big deal. Last night, Jason Reitman.
I know. I saw this. Like late yesterday.
Was at the Tivoli Theater for his new film, The Front Runner, which stars Hugh Jackman and Vera Farmiga. It's about Gary Hart's presidential campaign.
I bet it's going to be good.
You know, he filmed Up in the Air here 10 years ago. Can you believe it was that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
I can, because I was pregnant with my son, and I was like, of course now I get to meet George Clooney.
And you might have had a shot.
I would have.
And I was just going to say, who on the Y98 staff has worked on a Jason Reitman film?
Well, it's got to be you.
Nope.
Paul Cook.
Paul Cook.
What did he do?
He worked on, when Jason Reitman was first starting off doing shorts, he worked on a movie that Jason Reitman did called Gulp.
When he lived in L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Whose assistant was he? Somebody really crabby.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah. He interviewed, he was in the final three to be Bruckheimer's assistant.
Thank goodness it didn't work out, because then we wouldn't have the delight that is Paul Cook.
Hollywood.
All right.
Right, guys.
Right.
Steve Carell hosting SNL a week from this Saturday. Get excited. And get even more excited. You know that Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston morning show? It's about a morning show.
Yeah.
Like TV morning show. He's joined the cast.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It's called Untitled Morning Show Drama.
Ooh. But it's on what?
Apple TV, maybe?
I have to get another thing.
I know. So he's going to be there. Liv Schreiber this weekend is your host for SNL. Spice Girls without Posh Spice. So is it really a full reunion tour?
I think it's good enough. Mm-hmm. I think it's good enough.
They're making more than 3 million each for their brief UK reunion.
How many shows is it?
More than one.
I would think more.
I would too. It seems kind of low.
Yeah.
Halsey talked about her romance with John Mayer. Well, addressed the rumors. She said she should be able to have male friends without people assuming she's sleeping with them.
We're not judging you.
Yeah, it's John Mayer. It's all John Mayer. You might not be sleeping with him, but he's totally trying to creep in between your sheets. Yeah. Let's be real here, people. Sorry, I'm a little fired up. Don't bring up John Mayer anymore. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson apparently have broken up, according to Cosmo.
Well, I'd go to Cosmo for all my hard-hitting news.
Right?
When did they start breaking stories?
No, that's Teen Vogue. And Secret Life of Pets 2. The new trailer came out, and as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, ooh, how are they going to do this? Because the lead dog was voiced by Louis C.K. Shocker, he's not returning to the film. Patton Oswalt is replacing him as the lead character.
Hmm.
And if you have kids, you're probably going to be seeing Vanessa Hudgens on Netflix soon. She is playing two roles in The Princess Switch. I wonder what that's about. We've never seen that plot line before. Yeah. This is a crazy anniversary. Not only did a bunch of people win presidential elections on this day, but on this day 8 years ago, Conan O'Brien made his debut on TBS.
Wow. Wow.
I know. And pour some out. Heavy D died on this day 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now That We Found Love. Great song. Go listen to it on
Don't Tell
today.
Me What to Do.
Yeah, wow.
Days of Our Lives premiered on NBC 53 years ago today.
One of the few still going.
Yeah. Go watch Days today.
While listening to Heavy D.
I don't know.
And Disney's Robin Hood released 45 years ago on this day.
The Fox one?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And tonight, SJP on WWHL.
Do we have to go watch it?
Yeah, I think so. Andy Cohen and Sarah Jessica Parker together on Bravo. I think that's always a good thing. The Weeknd did a show in Toronto the other night, and someone threw a bra on stage. He threw it back. Turns out his girlfriend Bella Hadid was in the crowd, and he said, "You're going to get me in trouble. Stop throwing bras." Okay. And finally, online at y98.com, the birthday bet is up.
Oh,
Courtney and Tim and Lance all in
the cryogenic chamber.
I haven't even seen it yet.
Yep.
Is it good? What'd you think, Jen?
The Institute of Natural Health. Well, your hat, something.
It's a nice hat.
It's a good-looking hat.
Lance didn't even lose, and he did it.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed it. I got to tell you, I walked out of that thing, and I had, like, no body pain anywhere.
I think he's trying to get out of next month's birthday bet, but it's not going to happen.
I'm not angling for anything. I just thought it'd be fun to try it.
What he's angling for is a live endorsement campaign.
I think so, too.
Maybe.
And we talked earlier this morning about Oprah's favorite things. All you need to know is Glamour Puss, House of Fluff, and Shearling Fingerless Gloves by Justin Gregory. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
It has been a storyline the entire rush hour this morning. That's the westbound.
Y98, the Courtney and Company birthday bet is online on Y98's Facebook page. You can see Courtney. We get a little too close for comfort.
I know. I love that.
I feel like if Jamie's camera angle went up like 3 degrees, we could have seen
nip slip.
Maybe.
Listen, I was holding my boobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they said you have gloves on your hands in the cryo chamber.
Yeah.
It's cryotherapy. And
I think that would hurt the...
Yes. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So they said hold them if that makes you feel more comfortable. So I'm...
Yeah.
I am holding myself.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then
I
you
just
can
let
see...
mine go.
You see Tim rapping.
Lance Hildebranding it. You are very cocky in the beginning of the video. It's very funny.
You're like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
He's standing there like, no biggie.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do level 3.
Tell me when it starts.
Yeah, Lance wanted to do the third level. We only did the first level of cold. There are 3 levels.
Yeah. Wow.
And they said, we don't suggest you do that.
Yeah, the guy who runs the place said, we don't recommend that.
Yeah.
But he did it anyway.
No, I did. No. I just did level 1.
Got it. Let's do celebrity birthdays, shall we? No betting on the line this week, but how old is Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tough one.
Tastes like Dewberry's dog's dinner. Thank you.
49.
52.
He's 52.
He likes to take his shirt off.
Yep.
Often.
Uh-huh. Does he still do that? Because he's starting to get a little...
That was on Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Or not Hell's Kitchen, but the other show.
The one with the kids?
No.
Kitchen Nightmares?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, how old is the hot mess that is Tara Reid?
No.
Oh, 43.
What part of her?
I don't know how old she is.
She's 43.
Wow.
Okay, Tim Conby.
Yeah, Tim's got to go first.
Here he goes. Here he goes. Here he goes again. How old is Parker Posey?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I love Parker Posey.
But my heart says 51.
I think she's younger than that.
Yeah, 48.
Listen, I was talking, and you just came in with 48, but that's not correct because Jen didn't say she is 48.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to say 49.
Just come in, you know, get a Coke. That's all you got to do. 47.
Courtney and Tim are closest. She's 50. Now you'll never forget that
one. I won't.
All right. Happy birthday if you're celebrating. Have a great day.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown, this is KYKY-FM and HD1 St. Louis, a radio.com station.
Y98, and if you missed the big news earlier this morning at 7:10 on the Courtney and Company Morning Show, the $10,000 holiday shopping spree is back this year at West County Center. We will be drawing one name out of 100 registrants to win a $1,000 shopping spree in just 98 minutes. And the qualifying starts Monday morning. Actually, the winning, because you get a $50 gift card to Bravo Cucina Italiana. Just for being the 20th caller when you hear the Y98 carolers. We'll play every weekday, except for Thanksgiving and Black Friday, at 8:10, 11:10, 2:10, and 5:10. And you can find out more online at Y98.com.
All right, speaking of holidays, Kevin's going to love this, I think. Amazon is launching its first ever printed holiday toy catalog.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, but everything's there.
Love
so how do you even decide? It's a print.
They're going to start shipping a holiday of play to millions of its customers starting this month.
Oh, Lord.
But, you know, think about it. That's something that everyone had. You'd go through your catalog. Yeah. It was usually Sears?
It was Sears. It was JCPenney.
Yeah.
Montgomery Ward.
I miss those toy catalogs. Yeah. Although, when the Target one showed up last week, I was like, there's nothing to see here. Put that in the recycle bin.
Avon was a big one for me, too, when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I got these giant lips that had lip gloss in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides that, they're also going to, they announced they're getting rid of the $25 minimum purchase requirement.
Really?
For hundreds of millions of items during the holiday season.
Huh. They also need a lot more drivers, I think, for the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. They are always looking for that.
Can I make a special request? Because this has happened to a few people I know. For the months of November and December, if you're shipping something that comes in a giant box that has the picture of said toy on it, can you put it in another box or wrap it up with some
paper?
They're
not going to do that.
You can't leave that on people's front porches. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's like, oh, Mom, why is the Barbie Dream House out on our front porch? Because that was your Christmas present.
Don't you think if you're a good parent, you should be aware of this yourself?
I agree.
What is it? Amazon got to do everything for you?
You don't know when it's showing up to your house.
You get an alert.
They tell you when it's 4 stops away. Listen, Courtney
you,
and I.
You listen.
Courtney and I are going to start a blog about our parenting tips because there's a few things that we see from our point of view, and it's just like, hey, why aren't you guys thinking
about
this
stuff? You really complain a lot.
Tip number one.
Sometimes your kids are playing outside when the Amazon truck comes up to your house.
Don't have the kids play outside.
Maybe just don't have kids. That's rule number one.
And then, I don't know, Tim, you don't cook for Thanksgiving. You go to your mom's.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad's, and Kate does all the cooking. Are you in charge of anything as an adult man?
I show up, and then she's like frantic, and she's like, stir the mashed potatoes, or just something I'll end up sort of assisting with. But I'm not really in charge of anything.
Well, Alexa is going to be there for you for the holidays because Butterball teamed up with them.
Butterball did? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and you can ask Alexa different questions like, how much turkey should I buy? And tell the amount of people. That's always a tough one.
That's pretty cool.
How long will it take to thaw my turkey? How do I know when my turkey's done? And you can just say, help.
That's a great idea. I don't like that it's a sponsored thing, though. You know what I mean? Because you're like, how many turkeys should I buy for this many people? And they're like, 300.
The Butterball has the Butterball hotline. So this way it's just
you don't have
something
to call
that everybody already has.
Okay. So great. By the way, best turkey recipe ever was when Ina Garten had the Butterball person on her show, and it was the best turkey I ever made. You have to put the truffle butter underneath the skin of the turkey.
Truffle's getting a lot of play today on the show.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's all Oprah.
Everything you just said starting at Ina Garten was in a different language for me.
The Courtney and Company Morning Show, brought to you by Slew Care, the physician.
We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Is dumb.
Yeah, that's all we really need.
Courtney and Company on Y98. Kevin just realized he didn't have the jingle up, but
it's
all
not even
jingles,
a jingle.
They're all yelling.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
They're
dumb,
all around dumb, you. Dumb, dumb. You may even work with some, but people is dumb. That was your cue.
I'm sorry.
still
I'm lumped into those people.
It.
Really mails it in after 9:15.
You think? So, well, we mail it in after 7:10. Okay, so sometimes it's just a headline is all you need to know about the story, but this is I have a little more details on a few. There's a guy outside of Houston, and he wanted to, quote, decontaminate himself of bugs that were crawling all over his body on Tuesday.
Uh-oh, what did he do?
I don't think the bugs were really crawling over his body. I think there might have been something else happening.
Drugs?
Maybe. They bad. So he came up, instead of going to Google and maybe asking Google.
Sure.
He came up with his own life hack. It involves spraying himself down with brake cleaning fluid.
Ooh.
We don't know if the brake cleaner killed the bugs or not, but then, once he was coated in the fluid, he tried to vacuum the bugs off his body.
Oh, no.
He didn't realize brake cleaner is extremely flammable. Spark from the vacuum ignited the fumes, causing an explosion that blew out a whole wall of his double-wide trailer. He was injured, but the cops haven't talked to him yet on all the details. Dum, 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 dum. All right. And
sorry
then,
to hear that.
Yeah, right.
Google's a friend. It can be your friend in times of need, possibly. Don't be afraid to use it. All right. People is dumb. A guy got busted for selling drugs from his apartment that happened to be right across the street from a police station.
Can't do that.
That's maybe not the line of work you want to go into.
Can't do that.
And then finally, a 69-year-old man in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands?
Says he identifies as a 49-year-old and is trying to legally change his name so he can hook up with more women on Tinder.
Change his age.
I mean, his age.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't a thing.
No, it's not.
This isn't a thing.
So, is it illegal to lie about your age on Tinder?
Yeah, why couldn't you
just... Why couldn't you just fake it? I mean, how does Tinder know?
How do it know?
I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.